You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Wage war in Seattle.
That's not helping the working class at all to take our jobs away.
A heated discussion as city leaders prepare to move forward on a minimum wage hike.
Yes, they went at it last night, Town Hall in Seattle. Here's Channel 4's Russ Bowen with the highlights of the $15 an hour minimum wage forum last night. Big, boisterous crowd.
It was a spirited night of strong opinions and loud response.
Seattle is a pragmatic city.
It didn't matter what side.
A $15 an hour minimum wage is pragmatic.
Or who said what.
How are we supposed to survive a 60% increase in wages?
It was a loud night at Town Hall.
I hope the committee will investigate the facts. And,
on the agenda, the first of a series of public hearings on Seattle's minimum wage debate. Proponents want it increased to $15 an hour. But some workers say slow down.
And yes, I'm for paying people more. Who the hell is it? But if it's going to cost me my job, oh, hell no.
Hell no. Hell no. And here's one more clip from that same restaurant worker. That's right, not an owner. A worker.
You can't argue math. I've seen the math at the restaurant I work at. Our profit margins are low. Our labor is high. Sudden 60% increase in labor means the restaurant is no longer profitable. I lose my job.
She's doing the math. And she's right. You can't argue math. But you know what you can do? You can ignore math. You can just pretend it doesn't exist. Here are people who are ignoring math. Listen to a few more of these supporters of the $15 an hour minimum wage.
However, other minimum wage earners say $9.32 is hardly enough to make ends meet in an expensive city like Seattle.
And $15 would help me find my own place in a safer neighborhood, be able to better care for my child, go back to school, and hopefully a car for decent transportation.
Well, why stop there? You need to give me a 55% raise in pay so I can move to a better neighborhood, go back to school, and look after my kid, and, oh yeah, I could use a car. So instead of being involved in a relationship that would result in, you know, a more stable family income, where those things can happen, or instead of getting a better paying job, what she says is, no, you know, it would really help if you could just give me a 55% raise, I could move to a better neighborhood. And I could use a car. I mean, that's the kind of mentality that's on the other side of this.
Some small business owners say it'll actually help their bottom line.
It would be helpful to recruit and retain new employees with $15 an hour.
But
really? That is a so-called business owner? Tell me, business owner, if it would be helpful for you to retain and attract workers at $15 an hour, then why don't you offer $15 an hour? In fact, it would seem to me that if you did not have a $15 an hour minimum wage, but you offered $15 an hour, that you would be the one attracting all the workers. Because, well, I could work over there for $9.30 an hour, I could work over there for 10 or 11, but she's offering me 15, I think I'll go work for her. So she would actually be more attractive at $15 an hour without the mandated wage, because if everybody has to offer $15 an hour, well, then why go with you? So this, quote, air quotes, businesswoman doesn't sound like she has much of a business head on her shoulders. And that sounds, you know, more to me like someone who's, you know, just part of this ideology.
Businesses do say a gradual mandatory increase with attention paid to tips and benefits is a must.
Yeah, well, I tell you something. You want to know how to sink the minimum wage? You're not going to do it just by saying, well, people are going to lose their jobs and other workers are going to lose their hours. I mean, that will cut the threshold of victory. Keep in mind, this is a town that went for Obama, what was it, 87, 88%? So minimum wage starts out way ahead because people think they're doing good and someone else is paying for it. Should we raise the minimum wage for entry-level workers? Well, yeah, I'm earning a good living, and yeah, pay them more, sure. What the heck? What was it Barack Obama said? Give America a raise!
Yeah, exactly. Just the won't very cost, basic won't, sloganeering.
Yeah. Give America a raise. So, it's easy for your do-good Seattle liberals, particularly those who don't understand economics, we're getting close to a majority there, to say, well, yeah, someone else is paying it, that's fine. They say, well, there'll be lost jobs. The threshold of victory is, and the majority support's still up there, but a little less. Some people say, well, whoa, we don't want people to lose their jobs. Of course, what the minimum wage actually does is pits poor workers, entry-level workers, against one another, because costs have to be shaved and will likely be shaved in terms of jobs evaporating or hours disappearing. But that's another story.
So join the rest of the country. Say yes. Give America a raise.
And then you get to the issue of, well, wait a minute, prices will go up. You'll pay more. Oh. Well, okay, I guess I'm still for it. But again, you'll still have majority support, but it'll go down a little bit more. And then you say, well, not only will some people lose their jobs and have their hours reduced, and not only will prices go up, but you understand with a $15 an hour minimum wage in Seattle, your taxes will go up. Hey, what are you talking about? This whole thing's supposed to be on someone else's shoulders. What do you mean my taxes will go up? Why would my taxes go up?
Say yes. Give America a raise.
Your taxes go up because a lot of public contractors working with the city are paying less than $15 an hour to people providing services to the poor.
You didn't build that.
To the children. To senior citizens of all sexual orientations.
Give America a raise.
To the disabled. To the homeless. To the addicted. So you've got all these people on the margins who are helped by programs that liberals love, and they mostly pay, you know, $9, $10, $11, $12, $13 an hour. You know, Danny Westney had a wonderful column. Talked to Bill Hobson, who's one of the high-profile homeless activists. I personally think he's made the problem worse through his activism because of his approach to dealing with it. But that's another story altogether. He is in the business of providing services to the homeless. And he says, you know, I'm an old 60s radical, and I've never seen a movement with such energy, such exuberance, such momentum. I can't pay it, but I still think it's a really exciting movement. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Whoa, hold on just a moment. You can't pay it, and you call yourself an old 60s radical? Well, how will it be paid? There's only two ways to pay. You shave services to, the list again, the poor, the children, the destitute, the addicted, senior citizens of all sexual orientations, and the homeless. Or you have to raise people's taxes in order to pay these new salaries that they'll all be getting. So if you want to keep the service levels at a constant, you're going to have to raise taxes. So I want to see Ed Murray. I'm going to bring this up with him tomorrow when he's on the show, because he's going to be on the program with us tomorrow.
Right. We have plenty to speak to him about now.
I'm going to say, I tell you what, if you really want a genuine debate over the $15 an hour minimum wage, put a $15 an hour minimum wage tax on the ballot to pay the wages and the salaries of people doing contract work with the city. And even if it's a, even if it's a minimal tax, just the fact that people now know, now associate a tax with a $15 an hour minimum wage will go, you know, finally the light switch might go on for some of these people. Finally, they might say, oh, wait a minute. Now I get it. Now I see where this, I mean, I guess there is no such thing as a free lunch. That that economist whose book I never really got through in Economics 101, Milton Friedman, there's no such thing as a free lunch. I guess that old guy was right. It would be amazingly helpful for Ed Murray to say, you know, I think people, the people of Seattle should have the final word. And of course, we want to be transparent in how costs are passed on. And so that will mean a tax increase for people. Let's put that on the ballot. If people are for it, then we're cruising full steam ahead on that $15 an hour minimum wage.